Enda Kenny has today insisted that October's budget would be no giveaway, speaking to a gathered media in Washington prior to tomorrow's trip to the White House for St. Patrick's Day celebrations with the President. He indicated that the government would need to be cautious with funds in an effort to build a reserve for any future economic problems. Mr. Kenny is meeting with business leaders in the US in an effort to secure more investment in Ireland. Gardaí have arrested four men as part of a crackdown on Dublin's organised crime. The arrest took place following a stop and search of two cars this morning on Harold's Road. Detectives also recovered a knife and balaclavas at the scene. Four men, two of whom were hiding in the boot of one of the vehicles, were arrested at the scene and they're currently being held at Mountjoy Garda Station. A former teacher who indecently assaulted a student back in the 1960s has been spared a criminal record and jail time by Dublin's District Court. Although the ex-teacher pleaded guilty to a single count of indecent assault on the 8-year-old student, Judge Anthony Halpin described as unacceptable conduct the victim's decision to make a criminal complaint after he had already received compensation from his abuser in previous civil proceedings. And finally, today, friends and family and stars of music and radio turned out to honour the life of Tony Fenton, also known as The Dude. The final farewell to the radio great took place at the Church of the Sacred Heart in Donnybrook. The service included musical renditions by U2, Paul Harrington and the Dublin Gospel Choir. Fenton is survived by his partner Sinead, siblings Paul, Colm, Kevin and Anne, and his wider family. May he rest in peace. For www.mypurplechair.com, I'm Liam Gleeson.